All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 20th of March, 2023. Of course, the biggest news story of the weekend was the potential indictment of Donald Trump. 85% of Trump supporters think protesting against arrest is a January 6th style trap. That's the headline from InfoWars. 85% of respondents polled on Donald Trump's own social Truth Social website think protesting against his arrest would be risking a January 6th style setup, despite Trump himself telling them to go out and demonstrate, which is kind of a funny way to put it because, yeah, he also did that during January 6th. Which, here's the thing. January 6th was obviously, and with increasing amounts of evidence, a total setup from the get-go. And of course, the response was a highly coordinated and choreographed domestic terror scare in order to bring about this exact result that you've got all of the major influencers, conservative influencers on Twitter going, don't protest, guy. We're not allowed to protest anymore. No, we can't protest because protesting for us is illegal now. It's not, though. You can still protest. Just don't break into the Capitol. Just don't assault any police officers. Just don't do any of the things that, you know, Antifa and the leftists are, of course, allowed to do. Just go out and protest like a protest, like have a sign. And don't wear a mask or a gas mask, and don't bring a knife or a baseball bat, and just show up and protest. That's what protesting is. Again, if you don't want to protest Trump getting arrested, don't protest. That's your right, of course. But if you're not protesting specifically because you're scared of being called a domestic terrorist, then those people that helped to orchestrate and bring about the domestic terror scare, They get a little thrill of pleasure up their leg. They're just, oh yes, we don't even have to arrest them now. We don't even have to intimidate them. They're just censoring themselves. So again, if you want to lose the First Amendment, just don't exercise it. That's the way that it works. I don't think there's even necessarily that much. Well, we'll get into it. We'll get into the Trump indictment because there might not even be an indictment. Even if there is an indictment, there is an extra layer of, you know, judicial process that they have to go through to extradite Trump from Florida, even more than just any normal, you know, extradition that happens across state lines. Ron DeSantis has been very strangely quiet on all of this, which, again, it's like, is he in favor of this? He's in favor of a former president being indicted on the most trumped up, ridiculous charge you can imagine because he wants to replace him. But if he doesn't do anything and throws Trump under the bus, will any of Trump supporters go to Ron DeSantis? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this, a lot of aspects to get into. But at the beginning of this whole saga, it was like, Trump's about to be indicted. Everybody go protest. This is horrible. And since then, everything sort of walked back a little bit and it's not really that intense. But well, we'll also get into it because I don't want to spend the whole Daily Dispatch on this. So let me go to the other ones. Well, we'll return to the Trump indictment on the other side. I'll give you all the little details about it, what I think is actually happening here, and the fact that this represents really a total failure by the Democrats to get anything on Donald Trump whatsoever. They're going after the most minor of minor misdemeanors when they've accused him of everything from sedition to treason to plotting a coup to rape and everything in between. And what they got him on is mislabeling a blackmail payment, essentially. Again, we'll get into it. We'll spend a lot more time on that later in the next segment, actually. Meanwhile, President Xi Jinping of China promotes China as peacemaker on first trip to Russia since Ukraine invasion, frustrated by what it sees as the United States' determination to thwart its rise as a global superpower. China is pushing ahead with efforts to promote a new international order that has Beijing at its center. In recent weeks, China has spoken more robustly about the prospect of conflict unless the U.S. changes course and reveled in a major diplomatic victory in the Middle East. Now its leader, Xi Jinping, is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, signaling Beijing's growing embrace of its rising power on the world stage and potential for it to further deepen conflict with the U.S. and its allies. Again, we'll touch on that later in the show as well. Meanwhile, this is sort of a horrifying prelude to our technologically controlled future. Government to test emergency alert system and nationwide tests sent to mobile phones. This is in the UK. And of course, everybody's familiar with the alert system. The system will give the government and emergency services the ability to send a message directly to mobile phones when there's a risk to life. Of course, how they define that is really should be locked down. But anyway, when your device receives the alert, it will vibrate and play a loud siren-like sound for up to 10 seconds. And that's where the similarities between what we're used to in these alert systems and this separate, right? So everybody's aware of this. The alarm goes off. It's super annoying. You click it off and pay no attention to it. Like, everybody deals with these alerts anyway. But here's where it's different. The siren will be accompanied by a notification on your home screen, which you will have to acknowledge before you can use other features. The notification may include telephone numbers or website links containing further information. So, yes, this will go live Sunday, the 23rd of April in the UK, where these alerts will brick your phone, will take over your entire phone, and you will not be able to use your phone until you acknowledge the government warning, whatever they choose for that to be. So there's that. Moving on. This is a pretty major story, even though it seems like we've seen this headline over and over. This is the actual conclusion. Hunter Biden sues laptop repair store owner, citing invasion of property, of privacy, rather. This is from Washington Post. So, there, obviously, when the Hunter Biden laptop came out, we pointed to all of the evidence in the laptop and the pictures that nobody had seen before of Hunter Biden, proving that not only was it his laptop, but it had very disturbing material on it. And we knew it was Hunter's laptop from the beginning. Then you have like 50 intelligence agents writing a lying letter saying it was Russian disinformation. You have the censorship of big tech, Twitter deleting the New York Post's entire story or entire account based on this story. And since then, you've seen like little admissions, like the New York Times sort of subtly acknowledged that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. And that was treated as like, see, it was real. We knew it. New York Times admitted it. So the New York Times has admitted it, and other major things admit it. But this is Hunter Biden admitting it. That's what's happening here. So Hunter Biden is suing over invasion of privacy because it is his laptop. It was his. The evidence on it is real. And just like the Ashley Biden diary, they expose it by suing over it. It's all real, folks. It's all horrifying. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final story of our Daily Dispatch here. Florida ban on gender transitioning for minors now in effect. Florida's rule to stop minors from undergoing gender transition procedures has now come into effect, and Republican state lawmakers are forging ahead with plans to strengthen the restrictions even further. Which a lot of these policies have been put into place in red states recently. And we need to highlight these things because, again, we can't be focusing completely on the enemy's actions. Yes, there is a lot of insanity going around right now, and there's a lot of very disturbing things being implemented by the government or by corporations, but there is also a pushback. There is a campaign of sanity out there as well. So, yes, if you want to transition, I guess you got to wait until you're 18. That's the most reasonable thing ever. So, stop complaining. Okay, you're just not allowed to castrate children anymore in Florida. And you can complain about that all you want. It's very weird if you do.
This is one of the best deals out there, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsPhone.com takes you to the satellitephonestore.com site, but you get bigger discounts by using the URL InfoWarsPhone.com. That's 941-955-1020. Steve Quayle.
The nice thing about the Bivy stick is you can use your cell phone, but it turns it into a two-way texting satellite communication device. And the folks at the Satellite Phone Store bundles both the satellite phone and the Bivy stick. And by the way, the Bivy stick is a must for any single woman that has an SOS button on it. But this is critical because I came up with the term no cell, no power, no problem. And the satellite phones, you know, when you and I started advertising these because they are a fabulous sponsor, I mean, these things sold out. So what they've done at the satellite phone store is bundled both the Bivy stick and the satellite phone. This is text only. This is obviously text. The satellite phone and communication. The nice thing about the satellite phones and the Bivy sticks is with the auxiliary power command units that are available from the satellite phone store.
That's right. Important as the phone or the Bivy stick is the satellite power packs that are cutting edge, super high quality, low cost. They got solar panel systems. They've got little portable systems. I mean, there's so much on the store.
I have the portable system right here, and I keep this one right on my desk. You know, I've got a backup solar generator. But I want people to understand this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be relying on. And when you're in communications, you're in control. Look, this isn't just a sales pitch. This is a life pitch. When you go out on a boat, you put life preservers on. When you need to communicate, and I would encourage people to start using their devices, and those of you who basically haven't gotten them yet, to get them ASAP.
They have them ready right now to ship to you. InfoWarsPhone.com. One word, InfoWarsPhone.com.